only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
That's what you want.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
This is your hostess, La Crush Harsh.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio's The Honey Suite. I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Harsh. And this is day two of the debut of us coming back live to the airwaves. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to the show last night. We had an awesome comeback into the summer online party. It was great. Formal Ray, Brick, Reggie Jackson, On the Quest, and everybody else that checked us out and hit us up on the sidelines and let us know that they was tuned in, they liked the show, they enjoyed the show, they was feeling the energy of the show. I don't know what y'all was talking about. I'm always like this. But anyway. Anyway, folks, we are here with the debut of The Honey Suite. Excuse me. It's Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central. You know, that's how it is right here. It is the second Tuesday of September, officially. And as I explained to you last night, we got different themes for the show depending on the week. This day is supposed to be on the second Tuesday starting October. It's going to be called The Honey Pot. My honey pot is basically us having those sticky discussions on relationships and just everything else in between. And this is one of those times there where I want to try this out. The party's over. We need to get real. It's 2014. Our theme is to quit slacking and make it happen. And I thought, why not talk about something that is, affecting everybody. With so much going on in our society, in our communities, this is something I think that this topic right here is something that I think it falls under the State of the Union, if you will. It also falls under Brick House, which is going to be returning back in October. Returning in October 5th to be exact, 7 p.m. And without further ado, let me bring on Miss Brick, the host.
Hello.
Of Brick House. Hey, Brick.
Hey, what's up, Crush? Good evening, everyone. How's everyone
good
doing?
Good evening, evening. Everything is good over here. Everything is good over here. But I was getting into the topic on why I chose this topic, because officially today, or rather the second Tuesday, was going to be a political Tuesday, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So social, economical conscience Tuesday. You don't mind if I borrow that, right? This is something that was weighing on me because over the summer we had so many different incidents happening, yeah, especially in Ferguson, Missouri. Y'all all know about that, the death of black teenager Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot by a police officer to death, and Ferguson wasn't going to take it anymore. And I'm only touching on this briefly, but a lot of people were not emotionally and physically in Ferguson. And you looking at the news, I'm here, you got Eric Garner as well, who was who was also killed by police here in he was choked to death over here in New York City. And we see this going on all summer, these situations. We can't even forget about Trayvon Martin, who was shot dead by a non-police officer. He's not even part of the police department, a civilian that happened to have a gun and, you know, shot him and was acquitted and all that stuff. Was it last year or the year before last? So we have these incidents coming up, and as I'm looking at the news and as other people are looking at the news, and this card is being played, and this card is the race card. The race card is being played, and you listen to the music. You know, we talking about our community. These are people that look like us, and the people that look like us is just doing things just as bad, if not badder, to us, you know, as far as violence, as far as degradation, as far as physically, emotionally, mentally, it's people that look like us that's doing the damage as well. So nobody's off the hook, pretty much, is what I'm saying. And the terminology that we use plays a factor as well. I'm guilty of it because I do use these terminologies. I'm not even going to sit here and act like I'm sitting on a high pedestal. But these terminologies, as I'm looking at the news, as I'm looking through the media, as I'm reading this stuff, these two terminologies is what describes us as women, as black people, the word nigger and the word bitches. And the word bitches. These two terms, niggas and bitches. You know, we laugh it off. We think it's funny, but these are some, especially in these times, these are some serious terminologies. I know. We laugh it off, and we've made parodies on it and jokes about it and pranks about it. But there's a video going around, especially a video going around, that these two boys walk, one is filming, and another guy walks up. He's actually, and they walk up to a bunch of black folks, whether it be him by himself or him around other people, and they say some outrageous stuff. You know, they just say some, "What up, my nigga?" You know, and the kid is trying to punch this man lights out. You know, I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen it, Brick? Those videos going around, they call pranks, quote unquote.
I've seen it.
Right.
These kids.
They going up. Yeah. What you think?
I think it's horrible. I think it's horrible. I think, well, I have a lot of thoughts on that thing, period. Because, you know, what you're going to mention, what you should mention is the fact that these are not African-American people who are doing these pranks.
Right. Right, yeah.
They're doing these pranks. People, and they're of a different race. I believe they're South Asian, they're Indians. Actually it's Indians that are doing
it. You're right. It is that are doing it. Walk up on a group of black folks, whether it be a black man or a black teen, and they say some really derogatory stuff. Really derogatory, like, "What up, my nigga?" and so forth. And the people, unfortunately, these guys that are victims to this, on them, and they think it's funny. They think it's hilarious. They think it's a joke. You know, that's what they're putting on there. You know, they want views. They're not getting paid for this. They don't receive any type of money from this. You know, they're not even part of the YouTube referral program, but they want YouTube hits. And this video is viral. It's out there. You know, they ask for the time. One guy just comes up there and just say some stupid stuff. But anyway, that is not what we're here to talk about. Right now we're talking about the terms niggas and I want to say this, I'm guilty. I use them terms. It's not that I'm using them because I am racist or prejudiced or discriminatory or anything like that, but this is part of my vocabulary. I've heard these terms.
How did they get a part of your vocabulary, Chris?
I've heard That's what I'm getting to. I've heard all these terminologies throughout my life, from day one, as far as I can remember. I've heard niggas and bitches and being used, and I even remember going to school and being a potty mouth. I trained myself to use these words. I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be with the in crowd, and I thought that if I use these words, I'm grown. I did. I really did. This was something. I remember going to school and just letting loose. Potty, potty, potty mouth. All the curse words I could think of, I was using. The teacher was a bitch. The principal was a bitch. The fork was a bitch. Everything. So I remember going to school and using these terminologies. And all of a sudden, it became just as relevant as my own name, niggas and bitches, referring to men and women as niggas and bitches. There's no sex separation. No. Be a bitch, and a bitch can be a bitch. You get what I'm saying? Just like that. That's how it was. But is this right? No. Do I know that's right? I know that now. As an adult, Have I taken this to change that? Not yet. Because it's still part of terminology. So that will be at on this. But as I was researching for this show, I came across something. It may be a little dated. But it is relevant. Why am I getting feedback? Is that you?
Are you getting feedback?
Yeah. I'm hearing feedback all of a sudden. Okay. Oh, I know what that is. Nope, I don't know what that is. Okay, we'll figure it out. So right now, I want to take a moment to go play this little clip about what's a nigga? Yeah, it's a four-pack series, about 3 minutes long, but I sit down because I just wanted to get into this real quick. And I'm going to play this and we're going to come back. What is a nigga? Be right back.
Okay.
Let's answer the question. Can y'all see that? The word nigga, which is our favorite word, if we had a dollar for every time black people use the word nigga, all of us in this room would be richer than Bill Gates. Right? All of us in the room would be richer than who? Bill Gates. So now, I'm going to put both spellings on the board. Y'all got that? Because some people would tell you, well, see, yeah, this is what white people called us, right? But see, what we use, no,
you see what I'm saying, A nigga, see, Tupac say, it's never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, you see what I'm saying?
That's what we would say, right? And Tupac did say that, but we want to know, what does the word mean? Because see, everything is given a title based on its what? Based on its function. Are y'all with me? So you sit in a chair because the function of a chair, or we call it a chair because of what it does, right? We call a car because of what it does, right? We call the pen a pen because of what it does. Now, you can take the thing that has a name and you can use it for a different purpose, right? I mean, you can use a chair as a weapon and bust somebody in the head with it, right? You've seen enough WWF to know that, right? But is that the purpose and the function and the reason that you call it a chair? That's not the purpose of the function or the reason that you refer to it as a chair just because you can bust somebody in the head with it. So the question is, just because you use it in a different way, does that mean that it has a different meaning, that it has a different function? Well, we know that this word nigga or nigga comes from the word Negro, right? When you were in public school, right, they told you that the word Negro means what? They said it means what? They told you that it means black, but guess what? That's just half the truth. And you know a half truth is a what? A half truth is a lie. That's what you've been telling your parents all your life. A bunch of half truths, right? They smack you upside the head and say, stop lying, right? So now, you may have a little boyfriend, Ray Ray, Tyrone, Clarence, somebody, and your mama said, girl, I don't want you going back over Clarence's house no more. He ain't no good. So then you over there the next day. You come home, your mama asks you, girl, where you been? You better not have been at Clarence's house. You're like, no, mama, no, I was at Kiki's house. But you never tell your mother that Kiki is Clarence's sister, right? So that's a half-truth, right? And a half-truth is a what? A half-truth is a lie. All praise is due to Allah. So what we've been given from the enemy is a lot of half-truths. And they leave out the part that's critical so that they can deceive us with the half-truth. Are y'all listening? So the white man says, well, Negro comes from the word, the Spanish word negro, which means black in Spanish. You go to the dictionary, and you see, oh, yeah, negro, yeah, it means black in Spanish. We Negroes. But that's a half-truth. The word negro in Spanish, right, it comes from the Spanish. Y'all got that? And it does mean black, but it only refers to something that is dead. So it means black, but it's only used to refer to inanimate objects. Black car, black shoes, black shirt, black pants. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It is not used to refer to things that are black and alive. Y'all with me? It's only used to refer to things that are black but have no life. Y'all got me? So now, the word that is used to refer to a black person in Spanish is moreno, not negro. So you have to ask the question, why is it that when we were brought in slavery, why did the enemy use the word negro to describe black people? Are y'all with me? We know that Spanish comes from what? Latin. I mean, language. Latin, right? And Latin comes from what? Greek. Are y'all with me? So, you find this same word in the Latin, it's N-E-K-R-O, and in Latin it means dead. You find it in Greek, it's N-E-C-R-O, which also means what? Dead. Now, there's a law in English. Are y'all listening? There's a law in English called Grimm's Law of Consonants. I hope I spelled that right. I hope I did. And in Grimm's Law, it says the G, the K, and the C are all interchangeable without changing the meaning of the word. Did y'all hear that? According to Grimm's Law of Consonants, the G, the K, and the C are all interchangeable, and it doesn't change the meaning of the word. That's why you can spell America with a C, or you can spell America with three K's, and it's still America. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now, if Negro or Negro means dead in Spanish, it means dead in Latin, it means dead in Greek, the question is, why did the enemy use this word to refer to black people? Now, if you get a dictionary, the dictionary will tell you that the word Negro came into existence in English in the year 1555, which is the same year that the first boatload of black people were brought to America by a slave trader by the name of Sir John Hawkins. All praise is due to Allah, on a ship named Jesus. Well, why did he name the ship Jesus? Because black people have always loved Jesus. I know you say, well, y'all Muslims, y'all don't believe in Jesus. Yes, we do. We're in a building called Mosque Marian. And Mary is the mother of Jesus. So that everyone will know that as Muslims, we believe in Jesus. But why did the white man name the slave ship after Jesus? So you wouldn't have no problem getting on the ship. You understand what I'm saying? Why does the white man get a black man by the name of Michael Jordan and put his name on a tennis shoe? A shoe that costs him $5 to make, and then he turns around and sells it to you for $120. Right? Because he knows you like him. And since you like him, you'll spend all that you have to get the shoe that's made by him or that has his name on it. You understand what I'm saying? He uses his name to deceive you into buying a shoe that is worthless. Well, he did the same thing. He put the name on a ship to get us on the ship, to get us over here. You understand? When Jesus never endorsed what the white man was doing. Are y'all with me? Can we move on? Now, so our question is, are black people dead? Y'all gonna say
yeah. Right. Welcome back. I'm gonna stop right there. Are black people dead? The word nigger, negro, niggas, is all the same. Brick, what do you think? That right there, excuse me, was Abdul Muhammad. You can go on YouTube.com and search What is a Nigger. It's a four-part sermon there, if you will. And you can go in there. Brick, 7 minutes. Powerful stuff. First time I heard it broken down like that in 33 years. First time I heard it broken down like that. What do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
I think that it's when you look at the coincidences, you know, when you look at the way he did the math, you know, for lack of a better, you know, word, it pans out what he's saying. Like what he said, with it doesn't matter, you know, the C and the G are interchangeable and, you know, stuff like that. So that, I do find that to be true. I think that's true. Now, I didn't really understand the whole, well, maybe he kind of glazed over the whole situation with the chair. I mean, if you hit somebody with a chair, it's still going to be a chair. I didn't make that correlation. But the interesting stuff he was talking about was when he was saying about, you know, how, you know, necra, which is, you know, anybody who, you know, studies word origins and stuff like that, that necra does mean dead, you know, and the fact that why would they refer to us as being dead?
Oh, you know, it goes deeper than that. He gets into that too. He gets into that too, but I just had to cut down because he gets into that. Like I said, it's about 40 minutes long. There's four different clips, and they're about 10 minutes each. But listen, when he used the word chair, he was really talking about the function of the word. Like a chair, you can use it as a weapon, but at the end of the day, it's still a chair. It's meant for your ass to be sitting down. It's not used to hit somebody on the head. But at the end of the day, we're not going to call it a weapon. We'll still call it a chair. So you can use it for a different function. You can use a chair to climb on as a ladder. But at the end of the day, the function of the chair is that for you to sit on. That's what he was. That was the connection that he was making. So, in reference to the word negro, nigga, he was saying, you know, they telling us only half the story. It means black in Spanish, but there's also the aspect of it meaning dead, in animated objects. So when they calling us negro. Back when they did, they're saying basically we don't exist. We're not human. They didn't look at us like we were on their level. They looked down upon us. And I got that. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying I'm a Muslim. I don't know nothing about that religion. But what he said makes sense. It makes sense to me. You know, so my question is this, folks, do it make sense to you? Knowing what you know, listen to this clip, is this encouraging enough for you to go do your own research?
Yeah, I'm definitely intrigued.
You know, is this something that you will research on and then, you know, may even change your outlook on how you use the word nigga or nigga?
Oh, well, definitely. You know? I mean, as I've gotten older, definitely, I'm sure, you know, as you've gotten older, you know, become knowledgeable on the origin of the things that you say and where they actually really come from, you know, you always change the outlook and try to, you know, do it just a little bit better. I need to do a little bit better with that because I seem to say these things when I get angry. That's when these words come out. Yeah. I wish a lot of people do the same thing. But, yeah, people become more mindful of it.
Right. But now here's the next thing to, here's the next thing I'm thinking. When it comes to niggas and bitches and using these terminologies. You say you use these terms when you are angry.
Mm-hmm.
I've caught myself using these terms, not emotionally, but as reference to. You are a black sister, right? You're a black woman. But
mm-hmm.
I've caught myself calling you a bitch. That bitch over there. Oh yeah, that's my bitch. You're gonna say it's no longer because I'm angry. Oh, you fucking. I can understand you speaking that as you know you're being angry and you spitting this and you say any and everything when you're angry. Now it's taking a toll where it's like you know. Everyday language, the same way I would say to a black brother or a black man, I would say that nigga right there or this nigga right. It's no longer because I'm angry. This has become everyday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This has become everyday.
Yeah. Everyday language is the way you refer to people instead
right.
of saying, yo, that's my girlfriend on the phone. Yo, that's my bitch on the phone. Or... You know, instead of she better call me back or, you know, Chris better call me back, I'm like, that bitch better call me back. You
mm-hmm.
know, so it's like it comes second nature now. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I understand, yeah. I mean, well, I really meant, when the word nigga is not a word I use every day. I use
mm-hmm.
bitch more than I use nigga.
Right.
Like when I
refer, right.
I say nigga when I'm angry, especially when I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about a gentleman. I'm not like, nigga. But
right.
for a woman, usually it's like, bitch, but I don't mean it in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you call me and I'm like, hey, what's up, bitch? What's going on? You know,
mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying, that, you know, it's used in casual conversation.
Which right.
really shouldn't be a bad habit that
mm-hmm.
I've adapted. That needs to stop.
Yeah. And my thing is, you know, there's a difference. In harshness between, in my opinion, there's a difference in harshness between the word nigga and bitch. Because bitch is actually a word. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Bitch is a reference to a female dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can have a bitchy attitude. You can
yeah.
be bitchy. So I'm saying it because, you know, learning what I've learned about the word nigger or negro, meaning non-existent, dead, doesn't have any life, doesn't have any function.
Mm-hmm.
That's you know that's what the clip was getting into. Like that doesn't mean you're not alive, but it also means to have you don't serve a function.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. Where does that stand as far as me, who's part of this hip-hop culture? Because that's what they said this is from, this hip-hop culture. You listen to hip-hop and music, and it just seems right. They're not mad. You know, where my niggas at, they're not mad. They're not angry. This is, like you said, everyday conversation, casual conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now that we have this thing called social media, this terminology has really gone, I think, out of reach. This is more of a personal choice more than anything now, if you're going to use these words or if you're not going to use these words. I don't think there's any way to stifle the terminology bitches and niggas now that we have something as social media, because now you got photos that says niggas be like, bitches be like. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Shout out to Russ. Shout out to OnQuest. Shout out to Reggie. Shout out to Colin. Everybody checking us out right now. Niggas and bitches, what's the real deal? Give us a call. Let us know. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Let me warn you, the tracks that I have are very explicit. So,
oh, my Lord.
Yeah, they're very explicit. And then I did it for a reason because, we, you know, so you know, it all got its reason. But we talk about niggas and bitches, so you know what? Let's see what our hip-hop culture is offering us as a people. Be right back, y'all.
Hi.
Yeah. What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga? What these bitches want from a nigga? I meet bitches, discreet bitches, street bitches, slash, cocoa puffs, sweet bitches, what? Make you wanna eat bitches, but not me. Y'all niggas eat off the plate all you want, but not D. I fuck with these hoes from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal in they shit, then I'm out just like a thief in the night. I sink my teeth in the bite. You think your life, I'm thinking more like, what's up tonight? Come on, ma, you know I got a wife. And even though that pussy pet, I'm not gonna jeopardize my life. Right. So what is it you want from a nigga? What? I gave you, you gave me. Bitch, I blazed you, you blazed me. Nothing more, nothing less. But you at my door, willing to confess that this is the best you ever tested. Right. Better than all the rest, I'm like, all right, girlfriend, hold up. I gave you what you gave me, boo. Enough,
what
friend.
What you want from a nigga?
What these bitches want from a nigga? Linda, Felicia, Dawn, LaShawn, Inez, and Alicia, Teresa, Monica, Sharon, Nikki, Lisa, Veronica, Karen, Vicky, Cookie. Oh, I met her in the ice cream parlor. Tanya, Diane, Lori, Carla, Marina, Selena, Katrina, Sabrina. About three Kims, Latoya, Tita, Shelly, Bridget, Kathy, Rashida, Kelly, Nicole, Angel, Juanita, Stacy, Tracy, Rhonda and Rhonda, Donna, Yolanda, Tawana and Wanda. We're all treated fairly, but yet still. But this is all some other shit, now that I'm fucking with you, hell. But I'ma keep it real. What the fuck you want from a nigga? What the fuck you want from a nigga? I think about when a nigga didn't have, and a nigga told a joke, and the bitches didn't laugh. See, now I do the math. I see if you got this, and this and this, and some caps, that nigga's the shit. And that's all they fucking with. But see, these bitches don't know. If these bitches ain't for real, these bitches don't go. Knock on the door, no show. I'm asleep, trying to creep with your best friend. What it is, DMG.
To the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio. It's thickly packed and full of flavor. Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Boom! Just like that. Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio, the Honey Suite. I'm your hostess, Mr. Crush Hearts, and I have my homegirl, Brick, from Brick House.
I'm gonna laugh too. I was in here dancing.
Oh yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Who was that?
You know, that right there was sexy bitch Akon.
What? I like that.
It's the DJ. What's his name? David. I forget his last name. Starts with an A. David. The DJ. He's a famous DJ. He's been making music now with Usher. Yeah, so that's him and Akon right there. Welcome back, folks.
Welcome back
to the debut show of The Honey Suite. Welcome to On the Quest. He finally made his way to the chat room. He can actually see us now. Shout out to On the Quest. Shout out to Russ. He's trying to find his way into the chat room. Folks, if you're listening at phonefantasyradio.com, the chat room is open. Right lower hand corner, click on it, set a name, create you a temporary name, and join the conversation. The lines are all the way open, 805-830-8320. Excuse me. There we go. So, first and foremost, I have feedback in my ears. Why do I hear myself? I'm not supposed to hear myself.
No, you're not.
Right, but I have feedback in my ears. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay. Go listen to that voice.
Right. If you can't get into the chat room, type this into your address bar. Open a new window. Type this in PFRADIO.chatango.com. Press enter, and now take you to the big full-fledged window of the chat room, pfradio.chattango.com, and that should open you up to a new chat room. You can always go to brooktalkradio.com/phonefanradio and listen, but you're going to have to do both at the same damn time. Right, just letting you know. Right. Right, right, on the quest. That's his name, the French DJ. Right. Okay, so we're talking about niggas and bitches, the terminology niggas and bitches, folks. It's no longer the white man. It's every man.
It's
not, you know, I know we want to sit up there and blame the white man for everything, but right now, in this 2014, I'm sorry to say it, it's not the white man. It's the black man.
Well, not all
because time. we're no longer saying Negro or nigger. We're saying niggas, and unfortunately, as we heard earlier, it's all the same damn thing. And I don't have white men or white women coming up to me saying, "What up, nigga?" I have the black man and every other race. You know, it's off limits to them. That's the thing I don't get. That's what I excuse me. That's what I don't get. How did it get this far where this is everyday language, but the white man, the Caucasian man, the honky tonky, whatever you want to call him. How is it that he knows not to say that? My question is this: do the white men have a talk with their children not to say that? That's what I want to know. Do they sit down at the table just like you would talk about the birds and the bees and say, you know what, this is one word you cannot use? Or right? Do they sit down and say, you know, when you're talking to a black person or you're referring to a black person, you cannot use this word nigger? As you heard my first song, "What These Bitches Want From a Nigga," that's hip hop culture. You can't get no more hip hop than DMX. So it's not like they don't hear it; they are exposed to it. So, is this part of the talk? Every parent, I believe, that's out there have these sessions we call the talk, whether it be about race, whether it be about police brutality, whether it be about pregnancy, having sex, using condoms. I imagine that as a parent, this is part of your duty. I believe that this is part of your duty. You have to sit down. Now, I'm not going to say man, because I do know for a fact that women have a talk with their daughters. When you're 2 years old and you can say yes and no, I know we sit down and say, well, if somebody touch you here and somebody touch you there, I need you to tell me. I need you to scream no. I need you to run. We have that talk. We have that talk with somebody, some stranger come up to you. You don't speak to strangers. I know you have that talk. So this is part of being a parent. Is this on that agenda as well? That's what I want to know. What y'all think? 805-830-8320. Call us up. Press 1. Shout out to the people in the chat room. Anonymous 4552 on the quest. LaCrush. Brick. We all in the chat room right now. And we having a good old time. Let us know, what do you think? Russ, shout out to you. Give us a call. 805-830-8320. Right. So what do you think, Britt?
Well, let me tell you something. I'm glad you asked, sister. I don't think it's white people sit down and talk to their kids and say, "Now, Joey, you can't say that word." No, they don't do that. I think there are ways similar to the way we were. Now, you remember, and I'm sure you have a relative or somebody you know or whatever. Like, I had an uncle who would cuss, like, I don't know what every word was. MF, this, B, this, that, this, 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 this. And even my parents, like my father, ooh, my father can cuss. God bless him. He would cuss. Now, mm-hmm. the thing about it is that he would use these words, and it'll be fine. But the minute we use them, don't you say mm-hmm. that word. You get popped in the mouth. Don't say that mm-hmm. word. Mm-hmm. Bad word. I don't want to hear mm-hmm. it come out your mouth. Now, you wanted to say so bad. Well, how come mm-hmm. you say it? But you didn't dare say mm-hmm. that. Because you knew that was another pop in the mouth coming with that one. So mm-hmm. I think that even though, you know, I'd say maybe, I'm not going to say everybody, but maybe 80% of the people coming up, that's how they were taught. So you learn to listen and hear these things come out your parents' mouth, but you didn't dare repeat them because you knew they were bad words. That's how you mm-hmm. were able to identify the bad words. So when your friend mm-hmm. said it, you said, oh, you said a bad word. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's something special that white people sit down and have that talk like sex with, you know, with their kids. I think it's something as a matter of, you know, if Billy Joe hears his father saying, yeah, that nigger down there where I work at, and then he says the same thing, like, Dad, there's a nigger over there. He probably said, don't you say that word. Don't you say that. That's a bad word. And he'll probably be as bold as to say, well, Daddy, how come you say it? That's because I'm grown and I can say it. But you don't say that. The drama here is coming out your mouth. So I think that's how it probably gets in them.
You have an active imagination. I don't believe nothing you just said. But anyway. I don't think that don't even sound right. As I sit here, I close my eyes and I imagine Mary Sue and Billy Bob sitting there. I do not. Everything you said, I don't see that fit in their lifestyle. I don't see
that
fit in their lifestyle.
I don't think they're going to have a discussion. What I'm saying is,
I'm just saying. I don't see. I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying I don't see that. I don't see them popping them in the mouth because they use the word nigga. I don't see that.
Oh no, that's
and if they're
I'm not
using
saying they do
and
that.
If the household is using the word nigga because he used the word nigga, I don't think he's stopping them. Believe me, we don't see. No, I don't think that's going to fit. But, hey, we got on a quest at the chat room right now. And he says a word only has the power that you give it and how you allow it to be used in your presence. Even the word bitch said at the right time by the right person in the right tone can be a term of endearment.
What?
That's full of shit. That's full of shit. On a quest, that's full of shit. I'm going to need you to call me up. 805-830-8320. Press that 1 and defend your comment because I think that right there is full of shit. Both of y'all are off. Y'all off your rocker.
Mine's off. Mine is on. It's off.
Yeah, only has the power that you give it. That's full of crap.
So, that's stupid.
And I think we've learned that.
She's going to go, you bastard. Oh, you bastard on a quest. You mother freaking bastard. That's sweet.
You're stupid.
You know what I'm saying?
No. But what I'm saying is this. That's not true on a quest because words are as powerful as being hit with a bat or a stone. And it's not that I gave it a power. It's the fact that it has power. You know what I mean? Like, if you are a 3-year-old and you keep telling that, like, prime example, I went to the pool and I was with a young boy about the age of 8 years of age. He's on a hefty side, if you will, and he had on his dad's shirt, okay? And his dad's shirt was so big, I felt like, you know, drowning in that shirt and we're in water. I don't need you to get caught up in that. I need you to take it off. He would not take it off. He said, no, 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 this is my dad's shirt. No, 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 no. I don't want to show my breasts. He said to me. And I'm like, you don't have breasts. You have a chest. You know, you're a boy. You don't have breasts. I have breasts. You're, you know, and then we laughed about it. But this boy was so insecure of taking off his shirt in public. And if you sit back and listen to how his mom talked to him, you know, oh, he a big bitch. I've heard her say it. Oh, you fat. You know, I've heard her call another child, oh, you bald headed. Mind you, she ain't got no hair wrapped around her whole head. But anyway, that's another story. I'm not gonna go there. But I'm just saying, you know, those words, those are words being used, and they are powerful. So I don't think that I gave it power, but those are words that are meant to hurt you. Just like bitch and nigga was used to hurt us. When we call somebody a bitch, and like you said, if you call somebody a bitch at the right time, in the right tone, it can affect you. Bottom line, you're right about that. But as it being the power I gave it, no. Because that case, my mom could tell me, sticks and stones will break your words will never harm you. Maya lying. They hurt. Words hurt. Being called a fat bitch, and I know I'm 400 pounds, yeah. Sometimes in the right tone, and the right man about the right person, that shit still hurt.
Exactly.
I
mean, you gonna tell me
but yeah, I'm 400 pounds. Yeah, I'm fat. And yeah, I can be bitchy at times. It may be truth. But if the right person at the right time say it, it hurts. And it's not that I gave it power, because it was meant to hurt me. Right. It was meant to hurt me. It was meant to shoot me down, make me feel small. It was meant to come at me. So I don't think it's because I gave it power. It was just that's what it was meant to do. You know, somebody vicious and that tone affected me. Yep. I think so. Yep. 805-830-8320. Niggas and bitches. Y'all niggas need to call up because I'm starting to get bitchy. No, I'm just playing. 805-830-8320. Shout out to everybody that's in the chat room right now. Shout out to Russ. He said he can't get in the chat. I don't know, Russ. I don't know. I'm gonna have to open up a special chat just for you because I need you. I need your opinion, Russ. I know he got a whole lot of stuff to say, and he just can't say it. For some reason, he said he cannot get into the chat room, which is no good. Anonymous 4552. I see you making crazy angry faces in the chat room. Let me know what's on your mind. Type it in the chat. I'll read it right here live on Honey Sweet, the real deal, niggas and bitches. We're almost at the top of the hour. What's today? Today is the 9th. Right, today's the 9th. I'm sorry, folks. I'm trying to remember what I got going on. Today is the 9th. We'll be back next Monday. Next Monday the 15th, we'll be back. And we'll also be back next Tuesday. And next Tuesday will be our official first episode of Crushing After Dark.
Uh-oh.
What you mean? Uh-oh. What are you talking about?
My ears be burning with the stuff you play at 8, 9 o'clock. What you going to play later on? Oh my lord.
No. I'm not going to do that. But niggas and bitches. But I got to sit down. I got to think about this. I got to really sit down and think this over about using these terminologies, niggas and bitches. Now that I know what I know about it, can I teach myself because I think this is teaching. Can I reteach myself not to use these terminologies? Can I not say the word niggas and bitches? Can I act like I'm around President Obama all day? Because I think that's the only time I won't use the word and bitches if I'm around President Obama.
You probably still slip.
Excuse me. I would, because now when you was younger and you try to watch your tones because you know you was gonna get popped or something like that. But now I'm grown, and ain't nobody popping me. You know, I'm not gonna get that chastising, that discipline on. That's a bad terminology to use. So now I gotta do it myself. So
yeah.
that's where we at with that. Like, it's no longer somebody else popping you, or you know, I've done it. I'm guilty of it. I have no good old excuse to do it, but it was part of our terminology. It was part of my culture. It was part of my life. You know, as far as being a black, that was what it used. That's what I was referred to. That was in use. You know. So, and you know, I was watching. You know, as I was sitting down and we was talking about the whole Ferguson thing, and about these cops who are white. I mean, we do have black cops out there, but this cop who's white who shot Michael Brown. And the one thing that kept coming to my mind is that It's a family thing. He was taught that. You know, hate is taught. We already know that for a fact. I've seen little kids, 3, 2, 5, 6, 4, they playing with everybody that want to play with them. But then you have their parent, no, don't play with her. Don't sit there. Come over here. Don't, you know, I've seen that happen literally with my own eyes. So my thing is, it's the same thing as far as, like, the same tactics are also used with, you know, cops and people that are racist and things like that. It's a generation thing. It's coming down from somewhere. It's trickling down the generation line. You know, it's trickling down. And he has that in his mind. You know, that these niggas are worthless. They're useless. They're this, they're that. You know, they're being taught that. We've, you know, that's how we've been acknowledged. That's how we've been looked at upon by all races, not just white races, you know, because not all white people, you know. So, you know, I say that to think that, you know, this boy, Michael Brown, regardless of what he did or how he did it, he just happened to be in the bad place at the wrong time, and he's come across this wrong guy, this police officer. I would only want to use his name, not just because I don't want you know it, but because I don't want to give him that recognition, because what he did was wrong. You know, to shoot this young boy unarmed, kneeling with his hands up to come shoot him. Yeah, you had to kill on your mind. That was your intent. But that's a whole other topic. Like, you know, niggas and bitches. That's
Yes, that's another show.
That's a whole other show, but it is relevant, and then it's fresh on the mind, and
unfortunately. Unfortunately. Now, my question is, if this is a term of endearment, or, you know, for what I've heard, this is what people have, the excuses people have given me for using the quote-unquote N-word, and using the term, you know, bitch. Now, most likely, the term bitch, I mean, we know where bitch derived from. Okay, of course. But bitch is now has that positive spin on it. Due to the media, due to culture. Now has this positive spin, whereas, you know, bitch is like a compliment. It's like everyone aspires to be a bitch.
Right, because you want to be a bad bitch, right.
Yeah, you look at the quote-unquote bitches that's out here, like, let's just say, that they have now. Like, for example, NeNe Leakes from Housewives, Atlanta.
Right.
She's legit. But everybody says she's like a powerful bitch. And it's like, you know, that's what she's famous for, being a bitch. So they took that into something powerful, something to aspire to. You know, a bitch is no longer, you know, considered a lowly animal. I mean, it looks like it's something mighty now, as opposed to the same thing I hear about the term nigger. That's what has a positive spin on it. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I was speaking to a friend of mine before the show. If he's listening to the show, shout out. I don't know if he's listening or not. But he said it was something that a racial stereotype that black people took back from the white man and put a positive spin on it. So if that's your definition, then you have no problem with a white man calling you a nigga. Then he said, "What? No, everybody called me. I bust his ass. This, that." But why is it offensive when someone white says it, but it's not when someone black says it? You know, and that's a question that my other white friends have asked me. Why is it that, you know, you get upset if a white person says it, you get upset, but if a black person says it, it's like, okay, they get a pass because they're black. You know, and I couldn't do that. I was like, girl, I don't know. I couldn't answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I guess white people now are being that, you know what, I say it like this. I can't even say it's something that's learned. It's like typically socially taboo
mm-hmm.
to be that way nowadays. For white people,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, I'm talking about white people. Because I asked her the same thing about the N-word.
Right.
And her, you know, shout out to Deanna, shout out to Veronica. Their answer was, it's just like not cool. You know, it's like, cool to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, so that's why you don't, he said, it's just not, I mean, it's socially not cool. So I said, okay, whatever the hell that means. But apparently, we need to learn, like, well, like you said, you need to stop doing it. We need to unlearn that word and stop using that word when it refers to us. Because let me tell you something. I don't give a damn what kind of spin they put on something. I look at the origin and where it came from, you know. And I don't know what kind of spin they put on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if being given a nickname when you're a child that you hate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you ever seen, like, this child, like, for example, a boy that you grew up with was black as midnight. I mean, you wouldn't see him coming from, he's real dark. So people would call him Blackie. And that name hurt. That name, when he hears it, it hurts. But he'd been called Blackie so long, he's so conditioned to it. When he gets older, what do you actually call him? My name is Blackie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're saying that you took something that really hurt you and turned it into what? Your name, and this kind of negates the way you got it? That doesn't make sense to me. I think that it hurts either way. I mean, if someone, you know, gave you Chunky as a nickname, and you grew up they calling you Chunky and it hurt you, when you get older, I would want to disconnect from something like that. I don't want to be called Chunky as no adult,
because
there's not a positive memory behind that name and how I got it.
Right.
So that's why I don't understand the whole N-word thing. I don't understand that. But, you know, I'm telling you right now, if somebody calls me a nigga bitch, I'm going off. I don't give a damn what color they are. You know? So I think that we need to unlearn certain things. You know, it's not a matter of you can't beat them, join them, which is what I think a lot of people have done. You're not going to get rid of the word. If you can't beat them, you might as well make something positive out of it. I don't agree with that. If someone's throwing you shit and you keep getting shit, what are you going to say? Well, you know what? They ain't throwing me nothing else. I might as well make some stew out of this and eat it.
Mm-hmm.
No, why are you going to settle? We should be better than that. You know, and that's just my whole issue with the whole N-word thingamajiggy.
I'm gonna put it out here, folks, and I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna put this out here because as you was talking, this came across my mind when you said you don't understand how white folks can't say anything like that. Now, I'm gonna say it like this: I'm a '80s baby. I was born in 1980. You know, I got my life, if you will, in the '90s. That's when I remember stuff from like 1988 on up. So I'm a 90s child. I grew up in the 90s. And in the 90s, and as far as racism, as far as the word nigger, as far as protesting and segregation and all these things, where this stuff was actually in full force, when the word Negro was being used and you know, blacks this and you dog this and white folks was going ham, I was not part of that. You get what I'm saying? So do I have the right to feel some type of way when a white man calls me a Negro? I mean, calls me a nigger. Do I have the right to feel that way? Because I wasn't around that time period when it was the civil rights movement, when they were throwing sicking dogs on us and shooting us down. I don't know that experience, the walk into a store and you know, you got to walk through the back entrance because you're a black person. I don't know the for color only signs. I don't know about that life because I wasn't born in that life. So does the anger, the injustice that you feel as a black person, does it still, if that's my question? 805-830-8320. Call me up. Let me know. What do you think? Does it still apply? We're going to take a quick quick break at the top of the hour. Actually, it's 10:05 now, but, you know, got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Honey Suite, the real deal. Niggas and bitches. Be right back.
First of all, understand that she's a master at what she does. And the fact that she's a master at what she does, and the fact that she also has a master's degree and has mastered the ins and outs of this business, the fact that she's doing all of that and giving me brain at the same time is just to let you understand, mastermind.
Supreme baller like. With a team of supreme bitches.
Hey, Rosé, what's up, boy?
Yeah. Is that your soulmate or your cellmate? Do you fuck with him or you stuck with him? What's a real nigga who ain't being real with you? What's a down-ass bitch that ain't feel with you? That's a shame, Keenan, I be Wayne. Yeah. Put your best shades on, look what I became. Yeah. Had the Allen out the game in my own shoes. I be stepping over niggas, Tyrone lose. Ooh, from the real, that's the only crowd I hear. Smoke, push, drink to rock, and I call it loud and clear. Hermes, outerwear, all go Outermere. Time for a high tops like you niggas out of wear. Them shit's beautiful, what is it, velvet? I fuck your bitch froggy style, word to Melvin. Baby boy shit, you want some maybe boy shit. Like you got it now, but it may be your boy shit. 6-7 Rolls Royces, maybe it's Floyd shit. Your bitch playing games, I may be the joystick. Yeah, supreme baller like, that's all I like. Straight to the source for the J's, I got all of my.
Come on.
Opulence, first cat to take rap across the continent. I get your whack for a sack, it's a G thing. Then throw a rack in a crack, it's a G string. Cash few hundred, clack, who want it? Bag of blue hunnids, dash 200, dash 250. MSB nigga, oh you nearsighted. You can see me, nigga. I'm a different speed, different league, different breed. Hit different hoes, so you die from a different disease. Dopest of the illest, illest of the dopest. Fold a $2 million check in front of my loafers. You get to heaven, you go ask Biggie about me. Closest thing to Rich Porter, speeding in the Audi. Hot tamale, get the hoes hot without the molly. Hopping out the Rari, bodies in the lobby. Llamas like the Dolly.
Praying for your parents. See me when you see me in the BM. Look like Eric Sermon. The most beautiful thing of my eyes keep married. My feet shook one. No, they never think about it. Glock 5, G6. Take to think about it with the single pilot. New money, all I see is blue money. In Olinda projects, no coupe running. Pipe dream, melting shorty ice cream. Temp change with a boss, you would like fiends. Top three, who can top me? Dead or alive, been that nigga Xbox C. I'm in paradise with a paradise. Let's get this money, mastermind, savage life. 50 mil, is it really real? We the hottest niggas, so fuck how you feel. On the break, I was doing what it takes just to make a meal. A nigga smile more than ever just to show the grill. Invisible shit, don't make a nigga have to flex, blow a check. Now nah, motherfucker, that's a threat. He's a lot, buy it all, VIP and with your broad. Ain't no service where she twerking, make it kinda hard to call. We was in it, you'll be my witness. Your food's in bed and she was ready. My devil nanny, he heard a wedding. Cause nobody can do it like I does it. Bustin' band, poppin' trunks up, thumpin' all the public. Is this real?
Black bottles.
You wanna know my
Level past falling. This is that mastermind shit, baby. Black bottles and a six pack of supermodels.
Young Moolah, baby.
You thought it was over?
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night, but she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. I'm the shit, ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did everything but trust these hoes. See me fuck with.
When a rich nigga won't you, and your nigga can't do nothing for you.
Do nothing for you.
are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio. It's thickly packed and full of flavor. Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Boom. Welcome back to the Honey Suite, the real deal, niggas and bitches. We're having a nice conversation here. Shout out to everybody that's in the chat room that's tuned in right now. Russ, On a Quest, Brick, myself, a couple of anonymous people. I really do appreciate y'all. 919 is on the lines, just chilling there. I see you. Shout out to my friend Richie Tate. Richie Tate is there, tuned in right now. And Colin. Colin is also tuned in. excuse me. These are people that's hit me up randomly on Facebook. I'm actually logged on to that. So before I went on my little break there, you know, these hoes ain't loyal and Supreme, Rick Ross, Chris Brown, all that good stuff. You know, just a little boppy head moment. Let me catch my breath and clear my throat. Okay. I asked this, and I brought this up because as Brick was talking and she was saying, you know, if a white person said, hey, nigga bitch, you know, she would flip out. But my question is, do you think all black people are entitled? Listen to what I'm saying, folks. Do you think all black people are entitled to get mad when white people use the term nigger or niggers? I didn't grow, and I'm only saying this because I didn't grow up in that decade, that generation where, you know, segregation was still popping and the word nigger and niggers was derogatory. As you was explaining, Brick, and as On the Quest was saying, when it comes to who says it in the tone and the context, it's a word of endearment. You know, like, hey, bitch, you know, we took it and we turned it into something on a more positive note. So now growing up in the 80s and growing up in the 90s, that's when I was a teenager, an adult, and now in the 2000s where we took that because as you were saying that, it started clicking in my head, Brick, I've done that. We've all done that, not just Blackie, but all of us have done that growing up being a plus-size child. We took those negative comments, all you do is eat, all you do is da-da-da, and now you spit it at me, I'm a hee-hee-hee-hee-hee, I'm going to laugh it off with you. Yeah, I'm a fat bitch, but I'm a good fat bitch. You know, I'm a crackhead, but I'm the baddest crackhead. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we've taken it and we've changed it to where it's more of a plus than it is the negative, and that sting is gone. So when I use the word nigger or niggers, or somebody's calling me a nigger or niggers, that sting, it's same thing, bitch, that sting is gone because now it's just part of casual conversation. As you hear in the music, those hoes ain't loyal. You know, you hear it on TV. You can use ass, bitch, everything on TV, but you can't use the word damn. They bleep that one out. I don't get that, but, you know, ass, asshole, bitch, you know, they bleep ass out, though. But you hear everything else. You know, you hear everything else, but they bleep some of that stuff out. So my thing is, are we entitled to that? Am I still entitled to say, don't call me that or get mad at a white person for using that terminology when I'm not my grandma? What you think, Brick?
I think that you have a right to be angry with any time someone calls you outside of your name and to meet it as an insult, you know? But see, the thing about it is that the debate comes in, how do you know if it's an insult or not? Mm-hmm. You automatically assume it's an insult because, you know,
that white person said.
Exactly. It's like you can't, you don't know whether, okay, so that's like me hanging out with my white friends and they walk over to me and say, yo, what's up, Shell, what's up? What's going on? What's up? What's good? What's, yo? And I'm like,
what's popping?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you supposed to be mocking me or something like that? Are they really mocking me?
Right.
Well, you understand what I'm saying? You have that question.
Right,
comes
because
in
they grew
play.
Up like that. That's a thing too. That's a question that question that came to mind too, because I'm like, they've grown up around us. So it's only it's only fair that they end up talking and acting like us, not to say, you know, they're mocking us, but that's their quote-unquote culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they was born in Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy. You know, this is where they lived all their life.
Exactly.
You know, so they coming up, what up, my nigga? Am I supposed to get mad at Tom because he said, what up, my nigga? But even though Tom know me all his life, and Tom has been in my neighborhood all his life, Tom ain't no stranger, you know, and that's a serious question. When do you know?
Mm-hmm. It's exactly, you know, and, you know, like I was saying about my friend now, she listens to, one day I remember she came into work and it was blasting out her headphones. And I was like, I know that song she was playing. It was Dre's The Chronic album.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying to myself, what you listening to? She's like, oh, Dr. Dre, The Chronic album. Now, this girl is as white bread, okay?
You know what,
and she's listening to The Chronic album.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, really? Wow. And so another coworker came over and was like, would you listen to Dr. Dre? And then called her Wigger.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay.
Okay. Right.
So I'm like, okay. Did she get offended by that? No. She was like, well, you know, whatever. And she's sitting up there singing the lyrics. And I'm alertly, you know, anybody listen to the Chronic album, no. That word nigga is on there, like, it must be over a million times, repeated over and over and over and over and over again. And so she's sitting up there singing Fuck With Dre Day, and every time the N-word came on, she would say the lyrics and just, like, mute whenever the N-word came up. And I was laughing. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. So it's funny how white people go out their way, the ones that I've encountered. I'm not talking about everybody. I don't know about everybody's situation.
Right.
But the ones I've encountered, it seems like they go out their way not to say that word.
Right.
Only because
right.
they're like, look, this is a battle that I'm not picking, I'm not choosing, I'm not going to go there. And
right.
I think that if white people could be so conscious, okay, as to do it, then there's no excuse why we can't. I mean, that's just my opinion. And I'm sticking to it on a quest.
y'all going on a date. Y'all are definitely going on a date, you and on a quest. Y'all always bickering and going at it. Y'all like each other.
You don't date your nemesis.
805-830-8320. I threw the question out there. Do you think all black people are entitled to get mad when white people use the term nigger or nigger? Vice versa. Do you think women are entitled to get mad when people, not just white people, when people use the term bitch? Does the same rules apply for the word bitch? I'm not no bitch.
I get mad when men say it.
Why?
Because I ain't no man's bitch. I know it sounds weird. I can't explain it. I don't know. It's just
there's a lot of bitches out there. There's a lot of bitches out there, but because I ain't no man's bitch.
Yeah.
Does this happen to do with that statement? Does this happen to do more with the whole bow down power struggle? Submissive thing, do you think?
No, not has it really stopped by being submissive, but I think it's a derogatory term that for some reason, I mean, it's like knowing what a bitch is, what it symbolizes. I mean, I know what it is. I know it's a female dog. I know what it is. But what the term symbolizes, and for you, a man, to sit there and call me that, okay, and I know he don't mean it in a positive way, but him to call me that, I'm like, how dare you even part your lips to say something like that to me? Because you don't know what it is like to be me. You don't know what it's like to be female. So for you to put that term on a woman because you sit clearly... don't understand. understand me, I think it's an insult. I mean,
okay,
I really think it's an insult.
Okay, so can I just read GR real quick? Something that I came across. I'm looking. I went to dictionary.com. Yeah, went to, and I typed in the word bitch. Typed in the word bitch. I'm gonna tell y'all what it says. You know, first one is a noun, a female dog. Two, a female of canines generally. Three, it says slang, a malicious, unpleasant, selfish person, especially a woman. Be a lewd woman. You know, offensive to any woman. That's the slang. Then it says, for a slang, a person who is submissive or subservient to someone, usually in a humiliating way. Tom is her bitch.
That's jail definition.
Okay. Right. Then it has this. He says, a man who is willingly or unwillingly submit to the will and control of a dominant partner in a sexual relationship, especially with another man.
Yep.
It says prison bitch. Then it says underneath that, it says a gay man. It says a gay man who assumes the passive or female role in a sexual relationship.
Yep. Gay shit.
And then a complaint, which is bitch session, anything difficult or unpleasant, anything memorable, especially something extremely good. You hear that last one, y'all? This is the last one, y'all.
Yeah, repeat that one again.
Anything memorable, especially something exceptionally good. That is in the dictionary.com. Through all this mayhem that they're saying, all this negativity that they're saying, there is a point, there is a brief moment when the word bitch is actually good. Especially something exceptionally good. So out of all this, a man on man, passive, what are the words? Spoils, humiliating. These are all the words. Submissive, malice, unpleasant, selfish. All this. And then and one little point of it is anything memorable, especially something exceptionally good. That is dictionary.com. I had to share that with y'all because it was just like, Okay. I get it. Oh my God, where did the time go? Oh, it looked like our time is up, folks. I didn't even realize we were okay.
Wow.
I didn't even realize we was already at the end of the show. That is crazy. Tune in Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. For Musically Inclined, we're officially black. We got some music playing. We're going to do that. Crushing After Dark is next Tuesday, September 16th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. We're going to be doing things like that. Thanks to everybody who tuned in, who called up, who listened, who's supporting us. I really do appreciate y'all looking out for us and joining us, and I hope y'all did enjoy tonight's show. I hope y'all come back. I'm working on this chat room because I like the fact that y'all people can chat with us, stuff like that, so I'll work on this chat room, find out what the Jillio is. So next week, we hopefully have a great chat room experience. Brick, any last words? Any final words?
No, it's just been a wonderful 2 days. I'm glad we're back on the air. Don't forget, look for Brick House coming in October, 7 p.m. Sunday evening. Thank you for listening, everybody. It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Everybody, hit us up on Facebook, Phone Fantasy Radio. We have a brand new PFR bringing to the table. Just search that on Facebook, and you'll definitely join in. Conversations are going to be there. Shout out to Vernon, Colin, Richie Tate, Reggie Jackson, On a Quest, and everybody else that I forget your name. Lady C, she need to get her ass back up on here. Well, you know, Shout out to Formal Ray. Excuse me, he called me early. He wasn't feeling well. He's probably in bed right now. Excuse me. Shout out to Formal Ray. And And thanks to everybody who had this good conversation. Thank you, Brick, because this conversation was actually awesome. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. And I didn't even realize the time had flown by. I knew we had a couple of minutes, but I didn't even realize. I just got caught up and didn't even realize the time had flown by. Anyway, folks, I see y'all next week. PhoneFantasyRadio@gmail.com. I'm going to check my email right now. So send me an email. If you want to be a special guest co-host, you have a topic, a suggestion, a song, all of the above, you want to advertise, sponsor one of our shows, you sure can do that. PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Click on Contact Us. Send me a quick note, and we'll make it happen. So until next week, folks, enjoy your week. Stay stress-free. Quit slacking and make it happen. I am Miss LaCrush Hart, and this is Phone Fantasy Radio, and we are signing out. Later. I'm going to leave with a song. How about we leave with a song? Niggas in Paris.
Okay.
Yeah, niggas in Paris. I ain't never been to Paris, but I'm a girl. Go Mac. He's just sitting there blinking at me.
You like
him. Okay, yeah, that's whack. Anyway, bye, people.
Bye, later.
Later.